All right, let's dive in. Today we're exploring the remarkable life and contributions of Caroline Kennedy. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy, and here's what you need to know. 7 essential facts about Caroline Kennedy. Caroline Kennedy's captivating contributions continue to charm and challenge. Fact number 1. Caroline Kennedy served as the first female U.S. ambassador to Japan. Appointed in 2013, this was a milestone in a historically male-dominated post, and she strengthened U.S.-Japan relations with a steady, thoughtful approach. Here's the takeaway. Representation matters, and she delivered results. Quick check. Who was the first female U.S. ambassador to Japan? Correct answer. Caroline Kennedy. Memory aid. In Japan, Caroline broke the glass ceiling in 2013. Next up, fact number 2. Caroline helped create the Profile in Courage Award, inspired by her father's book. The award honors public officials who take principled, politically risky stands for the common good. This connects to what we covered earlier. Legacy plus leadership equals impact. Test yourself. What award did Caroline Kennedy help create? Correct answer. The Profile in Courage Award. Memory aid. Courageous in spirit, Kennedy's merit. Fact number 3. Caroline Kennedy edited multiple New York Times best-selling anthologies, curating poetry and family-themed collections that kept the Kennedy literary tradition alive while inviting new audiences. Pop quiz. What type of books did Caroline Kennedy edit? Correct answer, anthologies. Memory aid. Caroline's legacy thrives in anthologies. Moving on. Fact number 4. She served on boards including the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund, underscoring a long-standing commitment to civil rights, legal fairness, and social justice. Your turn. Which civil rights organization's board did Caroline serve on? Correct answer. The NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund. Memory aid. Civil rights. Caroline fights. All right, let's continue. Fact number 5. Caroline Kennedy is the only surviving child of President John F. Kennedy and First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. Remember this. Her unique place in history shaped public interest in her career, yet she forged her own path in law, literature, and diplomacy. Quick question, who is the only surviving child of President John F. Kennedy? Correct answer, Caroline Kennedy. Memory aid. Solo survivor, Caroline's a striver. Next up, fact number 6. She owns Redgate Farm, her mother's estate in Aquinnah on Martha's Vineyard. Think of it this way. It's a living link to family history, a quiet place that symbolizes continuity and legacy. Check your memory. What is the name of Caroline Kennedy's estate in Martha's Vineyard? Correct answer, Redgate Farm. Memory aid, Redgate Farm, family's warm charm. On to the final one. Fact number 7. As ambassador to Japan, she emphasized reconciliation. She met atomic bomb survivors and repeatedly attended Hiroshima memorials, modeling empathy and historical awareness while maintaining a strong alliance. Let's get to the point. Diplomacy can heal as well as deal. Now you. Which country did Caroline Kennedy serve as ambassador to, focusing on reconciliation? Correct answer. Japan. Memory aid. In Japan, peace was her plan. All right, quick recap. Who was the first female U.S. ambassador to Japan? Correct answer, Caroline Kennedy. What award did Caroline Kennedy help create? Correct answer, the Profile in Courage Award. What type of books did Caroline Kennedy edit? Correct answer, anthologies. Which civil rights organization's board did Caroline serve on? Correct answer, the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund. Who is the only surviving child of President John F. Kennedy? Correct answer, Caroline Kennedy. What is the name of Caroline Kennedy's estate in Martha's Vineyard? Correct answer, Redgate Farm. Which country did Caroline Kennedy serve as ambassador to, focusing on reconciliation? Correct answer, Japan. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. That's a wrap for today.